Caku, that's C-A-C-O-O, is an online drawing application. In order to create a drawing, you will need, first of all, to create an account. And to do that, you can either do that within Caku, or you can log in using your Twitter, Facebook or Google accounts if you have one of those. Although do be aware that, of course, that entails sharing data across different applications, which you may or may not be comfortable with. Once you're logged in, you'll want to create your first canvas, and the blank canvas that you provided with, you'll notice that there's some quite high-end tools available to you and features that you can use within Caku. The starting point is often to put a shape onto the blank page, and to do that, these are called stencils, and you're provided with quite a wide-ranging gallery of stencils. The basic ones that you'd commonly expect, so squares, rectangles, circles, etc. But then you've got all sorts of different categories like people and balloons and connectors and office-based stencils. Lots of different things that you can use and choose from. When you drag them and drop them onto the canvas, they then become shapes that you can resize, you can move around within the canvas, you can change things like the fill colour, the outline, you can change the transparency. One of the important features, of course, if you're thinking of creating concept maps or mind maps, is that there's a connector tool, so you can link different shapes together with dynamic connectors that move around as you drag the shapes around on the canvas and as you reorganise your thoughts. You can also zoom on the canvas if you're starting to it's getting too detailed, and you can drag the canvas around so that you can see more or less of it. It's a really useful feature to be able to work with other people sometimes when you're creating a mind map or brainstorming an activity, and Caku's particularly good at sharing. So you can share your canvas with a number of other people by sending them an email link to it. When they're working together, if you're doing that live, that can be quite awkward if you're not communicating with one another. Caku provides a live chat window, so you can actually talk about the changes that you want him to make or suggestions that you want to share with your collaborators. When you've got your final product, you'll want to save it out or export it. Obviously, you can save it within Caku and come back to it later to work on it subsequently. But if you want to export it, there's quite a wide variety of formats. There's a PNG or a SVG, that's the vector format, but you can also export it as a PDF or as a PowerPoint, and print it as well. So Caku offers you quite some quite sophisticated features, and the free account allows you to create up to 25 canvases. Any more than that, and you'll need to go for a paid-for plan.